I visited the nation of Haiti shortly before the devastating earthquake of 2010, and two things impressed me about the Christians that I met there and the churches that I visited, and that is this: their extreme poverty in material possessions and what we would call the necessities of life, food, water, shelter. And the other thing that impressed me was their extreme wealth in the things of God and the fullness of the Holy Spirit that was in these people. It was amazing. And I was humbled by that. I thought I was going there as a missionary, but I was going there to be taught about my own spiritual poverty. That early church that was full of the Holy Spirit, that church was very poor. They had extreme poverty. Many of them, because they were followers of Jesus Christ, had lost possessions. Those who needed assistance from the synagogue were kicked out of the synagogue and did not have a safety net. Many suffered financial loss for being followers of Jesus Christ. Listen to what it said about how they lived their lives as a church. It's in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they, that is the church, continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among them all as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You see, they were very poor in the things of this world, and they helped each other out. Those who had possessions sold them. They helped one another. And those who had property would sell it. They didn't have to sell it. They didn't maybe sell everything they had, but they cared for each other. And the Holy Spirit was active among them. And the Lord kept bringing people into the church, people who were getting saved. Let's pray. Father, fill us with the Holy Spirit today. Those of us who are listening to this, fill me, fill all those who follow you with the Holy Spirit today, that we may be rich unto you, Lord. We give ourselves to you for this purpose. And help us to be as that early church, full of faith in the Holy Spirit, helping one another, receiving what you have provided for us with gladness and thanksgiving, and walking each day in this world with you, right beside us, in us, around us. This is what I pray today. In Jesus' name, amen.